listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
I just hit the button start the show, and Jared wasn't even paying attention, so...
I was trying to plug in a lamp.
Yeah. Well, actually, the lamp's already plugged in.
I was trying to operate the lamp.
Turn it on.
It can be difficult at times to operate a lamp.
No. It's so funny how your personality switches on, or, like, switches over to, like, radio mode as soon as I hit the button. Like, we'll just be talking and be like, blah, 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 my name's Jared, la, 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 la. And then as soon as I hit the button, it's just like... I'm Jared, the radio DJ, and it just, she just completely changed.
It's because I try to enunciate more, because I realize when I talk normally to people, they're like, what'd you say?
So I do that all the time, but I don't change it.
Like, I mumble a lot, so I have to, like,
sorry enunciate. If I mumble.
It's like our friend Corey from, you know, the WXP College Radio days. You know, he talks to you, he's like, hey, what's up? But then when he's on the radio, he's like, hey, what's up?
But that's, like, his major. No, his major's dark, never mind.
Yes, his major.
But he's, like, really good at what he does.
He's, like, we have this friend who worked at WXP with us, and he's, like, an... an announcer voice. He does, like, game show things at the college where Red Faced Black Eyes starred. And he's got, like, this really, like, almost bubbly personality about him. And then, like, when he switches the radio on to talk, it's, like, this powerful, like...
They say
that a lot about radio people. Like, you hear their voice and you see them, you're like, it's the same person?
Yeah.
Like, the way they talk. Adam was the same way from WXP, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Very well-spoken and, you know, articulate, even though you could still hear his Boston accent there a little bit.
Very true.
What was that thing he used to say? It was so funny. He would say this one word and,
couldn't tell you.
Oh, idea.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're from Boston, a lot of, apparently...
I think that's a New York thing, too.
When you're from Boston and New York and you come down to, you know, our area, and you say idea, a lot of people seem to say idea.
Everyone tells me I say W-A-T-E-R wrong.
What? I wasn't paying attention, sorry. I got distracted by the floor.
Say it.
W-A-T-E-R. Oh, water?
Yeah. See, you say it the way I do, because we're from the same area, water. But we say it W-O-O-D-E-R, but, like... Everyone else is like, water. And I'm like, it's water. They're like, you're dumb.
So we're talking about all this language stuff, and I realize that if somebody's just listening to Red Faced Black and this is the first episode they've ever heard, the first band, I don't think they were singing in English.
Wow,
right?
You know what? I never even said who the band was.
No.
I'm not sure if they were singing in English. I was trying to listen to it, and Jared kept talking. I kept shushing him. He just kept talking. He was like, talk, 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 talk. I was like, shut up! I'm trying to hear. And he was like, nope, I'm not going to shut up ever.
So the name of that band was 7 Pound Vein. You can check them out at myspace.com/7 Pound Vein.
/7.
Yes.
P-O-U-N-D-V-E-I-N.
And they're out of Lion City, Singapore, and the name of the song is Intan.
And I've decided...
One word.
What is it?
Intan.
Intan. I've decided that this show, since it's the very first show of 2008... That it's all going to be numbers, because that's what comes up when you look for on Pure Volume. Like, it goes numbers, then ABC. So technically it's the first show of the year, and it's the first few bands that I found with numbers. And if that makes any sense to anybody besides me, then congratulations, you're as crazy as I am.
So yeah, we found...
So everything begins with numbers. We have, like, sevens and...
There's a lot of sevens.
12s and 21s and whatever else I wrote down.
And twos. Also with the start of 2008... Gina suggested an actual numbering system that makes sense to our episodes.
Yeah.
Because last year, we started doing the podcasting and on-demand stuff. We were like, oh, Red Faced Black is back. And then Red Faced Black 1.2, 1.3,
1.5, then it was like 2.9, and it made absolutely no sense.
And the only way you could figure out when it was from is because, you know, when you post it on iTunes, it's got the little date. So, yes, lots of numbers and...
Yeah, we're just doing it by, like, week this time. But it'll be, like, RFTB 081, RFTB 082, and then when it gets to, like... The 52nd week, it'll be like RFTB 0852, you know.
Well, I can't even pronounce the city that this next band is from.
Let me see, which one?
But they're pretty cool, so we're gonna shut up and...
Zurich?
Play them. No, the one down here.
Oh.
I was looking at... Where do you see Zurich?
You were pointing up here, at Linköping.
No. So this next band is from...
They're from Linköping, Sweden, and the band is called 12 Gauge Dead, and the song is called God of War.
And their website is www.12gd.com.
Wait, don't they also have a Pure Volume?
They do, but you can get to it from that website.
Oh, okay.
I like to list the little websites. I think it's cool that bands actually still have websites.
Yay, Jared. Good job.
When MySpace goes out of business one day, which probably won't be anytime soon, and all those bands have no sites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here you go. I think this song's like a minute and a half. It's a little, like, ADD song.
Yay.
By you, die.
So that last song wasn't a short song. However, that one will be coming up eventually. And that's Gina's...
I got a text message. Don't worry
hardcore,
about it.
Hardcore cell phone text message going off
fix
there.
Fix your corrections so that this band isn't, you know,
I just fixed
over.
The correction. That last band was 12 Gauge Dead, and they weren't a short band. But it's a short song. However, the 3 minutes and 54 seconds, in case you were keeping count there.
So which ones... Are we playing the short one next?
Maybe we should, yes. They're from Sweden. Which is where the last band was from, so that's probably why I got them screwed up and mixed up and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is stuck to my hair.
Oh, look, you got packaging stuck
all
to your hair.
All the bands tonight are, well, obviously numbered bands, like I said, but they're all from other countries. I think some of them are from Sweden, some of them are from Canada. Where are the other ones from? Oh, one was Singapore.
Canada.
Let me see.
I think that song from South Park stuck in my head.
Here's Canada, Sweden, Singapore, and Sweden. But that's five bands, and we're only playing
three. Yeah, all the bands that we picked with the numbers thing, like Gina suggested, all come from other countries.
Yep.
So apparently there's not many number bands.
I picked them all. So
here in the United States of America.
I did. Well, there probably is, but I just didn't feel like doing that.
I don't know how. See, Gina does like the initial band finding a lot of the times. I find bands when they email us, and I'm like, hey, check us out.
Yeah, I found, like, he was out of the room for probably, like, 10, 15 minutes at the most, and I found, like...
I was eating ice cream.
Five bands or something, and he was like,
ice cream's good.
That's crazy.
eating
ice cream.
Yes, ice cream.
No, I was with you when you were eating ice cream.
Oh, close enough. Maybe I was eating something, I don't know.
No, you weren't eating anything.
I don't know, I can't remember.
I do.
I don't know how you do it. It takes me, like, an hour to find a band.
I know, I still love the fact that I went away for 3 weeks... 3 weeks, and he's like, I found three bands. I was like, I find three bands in 3 minutes.
A band a week.
You're ridiculous.
But yeah, I don't know, like, I guess I get picky. But then again, you pick a band sometimes, and then you listen to it, and then like 20 minutes later, you listen to it, and be like, wow.
Well, yeah, but I pick a lot of bands knowing that that's going to happen. So I'll pick out like 10, knowing that we probably might only use, like, six.
Oh, technology. They've given every band a voice and every person a voice.
As well they should.
And some they shouldn't be allowed to have a voice.
Yeah. Well, no, they'll be allowed to have a voice. Sometimes we don't want to listen to it that often, but...
Like me? Like us?
Oh, Jared has a new shirt on.
Yeah.
It's this cute little sweater that he enjoyed when I picked it out. Well, I picked it up and I was like, how about this? And he was like, yes, that's great. It's this blue and black striped sweater, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I thought it looked like a, something a fruity Freddy Krueger would wear. A little dainty Freddy Krueger. But then I tried it on, it looks pretty cool. And for some reason, I wear a small in the shirt, I don't know why.
Because he's a little anorexic thing.
Got my 3130 jeans on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're a pain in the ass.
But then your boxers get all bunched up in there and stuff.
Well, fix them. Look, you can't even,
don't
like,
fix me.
Pick my jeans up off of, because they're, like,
why do girls wear skin-tight jeans? On.
That's how we're supposed to. Why do all you girls wear those jeans? That's the only thing that they sell.
Like, spray
unless
on.
You can wear, like, the UFOs and stuff, and I can't afford those.
Do they still make UFOs?
Yeah.
Those baggy pants?
Yeah.
I know Trip makes baggy pants.
Okay.
And they're expensive, too.
Exactly, which means I'm not buying them. I think I got these jeans for like $10.
Yeah, but your jeans are always cheaper than my pants.
That's because I find jeans on sale. Every time I buy jeans, I try and find a sale.
Well, you know.
Because I can only afford so much.
There you go. So, yes.
Now you know about a jeans situation.
So go buy jeans and pants and baggy pants and all that cool stuff.
Okay.
Don't buy boring pants, though.
No.
Nobody likes boring pants.
No.
Or boring clothes.
Okay.
So, yes, I don't know about this sweater, though.
It's nice.
I know we'll play this band,
play
though.
The next song.
What the hell is that? Somebody just, like, pass gas or something?
No.
Why is that squeaking?
It's my shoes.
I've been doing
this for, like, a week, and he's like, what is this
somebody noise fart?
All the time? And it's just my shoes squeaking together.
So damn fidgety. So anyway, this next band is the Short Song Band. The name of the band is The 21st Impact, with the song Won't Stand Aside. They're from Uppsala, Sweden, and you can check them out at www.the21stimpact.com. So yeah, if you noticed that the right before that last song played, you heard a noise like this. It's because Gina likes to make random noises throughout in the background.
Just for the fun of it, because I do that.
Just for the...
I hit my pencil against Jared's bracelet, and I thought it was the best thing
ever. Just for the crap of it.
Just for
you have to give me those new bracelets, too, you purchased.
Oh yeah, they're my bag.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So we used to wear a bunch of those little black thin bracelets that you buy really cheaply.
I still do, by the way. They're still on.
All mine just cracked and broke.
Break. I've had the same ones on since I was in, like, 8th grade. And
that's just from pumping all that iron, you know? Pump all the iron.
Like, some, like, literally, these don't come off anymore because, do you feel this? This is the size of my, no, really. Do you see this?
Gina has
the size
of my wrist,
and it doesn't come off anymore.
Gina has really tiny wrists and anorexic fingers for some reason, and nobody knows why. But you just tempted to, like, start breaking her fingers because they're tiny.
No!
Actually, they look broken sometimes because they're so, like, thin, the knuckles, like, stick out.
They do. It's kind of weird.
That'll be the new logo for Red Face Black, so, like, sights. It's just her hand.
But, like, they fit so nicely in between each other, see?
See, I have small hands, too.
No, you don't. You have big man hands.
Big man hands. Listen, yeah, see? Hairy knuckles.
Give me your other... See?
Oh, let's play the hand game.
We are playing the
hand game. Let's compare hands in the show.
Yay! Yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah. So
that
now,
was horrible.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out the whole, why does my voice sound different on the radio?
Because it does.
Oh, that's because I like to,
You're like, I
enunciate, pronunciate.
Enunciating. I don't spread my lips out like that. Show.
I don't spread my lips out. Yeah.
You might as well.
Why?
Give it some more effect.
What?
Yeah.
They can't see us.
I know, but it would just make me chuckle.
Do you think we should ever do a Red Face Black visual?
I don't think so. I don't want to put anybody else through that.
Why?
Because...
You dress you all up in, like, little outfits and stuff. You do a little dance for everybody.
No. No thanks.
Why?
No.
Come on, all the people in Singapore will love it.
No.
And Malaysia and China.
No.
And Australia.
No.
And European.
Nope.
I mean, Europe.
Nope.
See, she's making random noises again, so that's why everybody, everybody, all two of us got quiet. Cause...
How long's the last song?
Like 6.5 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, we don't have to bullshit and pretend we know what we're talking about. Too much longer.
All right, good.
We could have crammed another song
in
there.
I was like, crap, we have a really long time.
We could have jammed another song in there, but we decided,
No, that's okay. We'll jam that song
don't
in
there. Don't lean
too.
On that.
I'm what not leaning on
don't
anything.
Don't break my kneecap again.
I'm not even near
you. Put
your
cell phone down.
I'm seeing what time it is. We're trying to figure out something to do tonight.
Yeah, because we're losers. We're like, let's go out after we record the show, and then we won't, because we're...
We'll go out somewhere.
We're bums.
We're broke, so...
We're broke, so pay us. Give us lots of money
for stuff. That'll happen.
We'll charge like $80 an episode.
Oh, okay.
It's free. Again.
Don't put that in my mouth.
Well, your mouth's open. You can just, like, stick things in there when it's open.
You're ridiculous.
Well, it's just a pen.
I don't want a pen in my mouth.
Why?
Because. That's it. Go to your room, mister.
So how about the guy that got mauled by the tiger?
It wasn't a guy. That was, like, a boy.
It was a kid. Yeah, apparently, here in America, the
moral of the story is don't taunt animals that can kill you.
Long story short, apparently this guy at the San Francisco Zoo... Him and his friends were drunk, based on evidence that they found, and they were, like, doing something that apparently pissed off a tiger. So the tiger jumped a 12.5-foot fence, beat the crap out of two of the kids, and unfortunately killed the one kid. And they're saying, some people are saying, like, oh, they must have been taunting him a lot because tigers don't randomly just attack for no reason. They're usually just kind of, like, chill, unless they're being, like... threatened or
taunted.
Whatever. Or taunted. Some people are saying they didn't taunt it any more than like a bunch of kindergartners at the zoo taunt animals and make noises. And then the two kids that survived said nobody did anything, and I kind of think if you got a tiger running around loose,
everyone's going to kind of be afraid because they're going to be like, oh.
Usually people are going to go and say, yeah, there was a tiger. And they said that the staff was like, oh, some mentally unstable person told us there was a tiger attacking a young boy. But I kind of think they would take it seriously if anybody came in and said, yeah, there's a tiger attacking somebody outside of a cage. Because, I can understand kids are stupid and maybe, like, fall into the cage. Or...
I've seen that. I haven't seen it personally, but I've seen
that
on, like,
the news. But this kid was 17. Like, who does that?
The 5-year-old falls into the polar bear cage, and we're all like, what? Who was watching this kid?
I'd say this must have been one pissed off tiger and jumped 12.5 feet
like,
out of the pen.
My mom...
Now, if the moat was filled with water, it wouldn't have done it.
My mom saw this thing on the news. There was this, like, 2-year-old who put a screwdriver
natural
through her head.
Natural selection work.
who put a screwdriver through her head. And remember the Phineas Gage thing?
Yeah, but who the hell puts a screwdriver
but
through?
But you know, remember the Phineas Gage? Well, my mom's like, oh, and then you didn't have to do surgery and she was fine physically. I was like, physically she's fine. Mentally, you have absolutely no idea how she's going to be now.
Why did she stick?
She just put a screwdriver
like
through
in her ear hole
or
eye hole?
She fell, like, and it went through her head. Because who, like, what 2-year-old would be like, here, honey, play with the screwdriver. Like, who was watching this kid? And she's running around with the screwdriver. She tripped and fell. Just like, don't run with scissors. Don't run with the screwdriver. And it went through her head.
I don't know. I fell in a sharp
physically,
brick when
she was okay, but, like, you know, Phineas Gage, that thing blew through his head and...
He was angry and pissed
messed
off.
Messed up his frontal lobe, and he was not the same emotionally and mentally anymore.
It's the same thing about the kids who are like, let's car surf and stand on a car going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's natural selection and then evolution at work.
Yeah.
And maybe Darwin.
Thank you,
was right.
Darwin.
So on that
note,
scientific note, we're going to wrap this deal up. Thank you for closing the book that says the name of the band.
No problem.
So now I got to page through all these pages.
Oh, all those pages.
So anyway, this last band is 13th Prophet. You can check them out at purevolume.com/13thprophet. And yes, 13 is the number 1 and
yeah.
3.
They're
out of
one
British
three.
Columbia, Canada. With the song Silence Thoughts. So enjoy this last lengthy song.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you again for tuning in. To
and to the first episode of 2008.
Yay. Yep. Tune in next week.